Hi, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. What do you know about God's grace? If you were able to listen yesterday, you will remember from Ephesians chapter 2 that grace is God's free gift of salvation to undeserving sinners. Grace is the only reason you and I have the opportunity to be saved eternally. Amazing, amazing grace. Does God's grace mean everyone is saved by default? That there's nothing you and I need to do in response to His grace? To accept His free gift? No, because 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 8 and 9 tell us that God will eternally punish those who do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God makes His grace universally available, but He does not universally apply it. He requires us to accept it by obeying the gospel. As the hymn says, for the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Today and tomorrow we want to look at New Testament accounts of people who came face to face with God's grace and how they responded. We'll see that grace is a gift that must be accepted. You'll see this acceptance of grace as we look at Acts 2 today, and the conversion of about 3,000 people on the day Peter preaches the first gospel sermon. The first thing we'll see in Acts 2 is that Peter shows his audience their lost condition. Peter convicts his audience of the crime of crucifying Jesus, the Son of God. In verses 22 through 24, Peter says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. The Jews, blinded to Jesus' deity, crucified him." Peter proves in this sermon through various proofs that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, the fulfillment of New Testament prophecy, and the resurrected Lord. As Peter brings his powerful sermon to a head in Acts 2:36, he says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." How would you respond if you were in their shoes, or in their sandals, as the case may be? How would you feel? Horrified? Ashamed? Afraid? And what would you say? Maybe something along the lines of, "What do I need to do?" This is exactly the response the Jews had in Acts 2, verse 37, to realizing their lost condition. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?'" They realize that they're lost. They need God's grace. So what does Peter tell them to do? Let's start in verse 38. "And Peter said to them, 'Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.' And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, 'Save yourselves from this crooked generation.' So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." So what does Peter tell them to do? Repent. Be baptized. Save yourselves. Peter is telling them that forgiveness is available, but they need to respond. They already believe when they ask what they need to do, but they still need to repent and be baptized. They need to obey the gospel's call to receive grace. That's why Peter's telling them in verse 40, "Save yourselves." They still need to accept God's grace. And those who wanted to save themselves received Peter's word. They were baptized, and they were added to the Lord's saved people. Now they have accepted God's free gift of grace. Did they do anything to deserve or earn it? No, but they obediently accepted it. Maybe you have learned about God's amazing grace, but you have not done what Peter instructed these Jews to do in Acts chapter 2. Repent of your sins, be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, save yourself by accepting God's free gift of grace. Maybe we can help you or study with you. Contact at the Oakland Church of Christ through our website, churchofchrist@oakland.com, or through our Facebook page. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.